Apokalipsa, apokalipsa.
Thank you. Señor, Señor, do you know where we're heading? To the country road or Armageddon? Seems like I've been down this way before. Is there any truth in this, Señor? Señor, Señor, do you know where she's hiding? How long we gonna be riding? How long must I keep my eyes glued to the door?
Dragi slušalci, dobrodošli u 118. izdanje emisije Djeca Apokalipse, Djeca Otkrivenja, koju smo započeli pjesmom Exodus Bob Marleya. Kao što smo i najavili, danas slušamo drugi dio priče Klausa Keneta, veoma potresne priče o njegovom životnom putu, koju je ispričao u Duhovnom centru Crkvene opštine Podgorica. Danas slušamo o tome kako se Klaus susreo sa arhimandritom Sofronijem Saharovim, koji ga je vratio u hrišćanstvo, u pravoslavlje. Na kraju emisije čućemo i prevod pjesme Boba Dilana Knocking on Heaven's Door, Kucam na vrata raja, koju ćete čuti kako je Klaus Kenneth otpjevao uz pratnju na gitari Asima Sarvana u Podgorici.
Djeca Apokalipse.
Was a train load of fools brought down in the magnetic field.
People are sensitive
to
the presence of Christ. And Father Sofroni did what Christ did.
Father Sofroni je radio upravo ono što radio Isus Hristos.
Christ is the King of Kings.
Hristos je car careva.
And he came down to a manger.
A on je sišao do običnog čovjeka.
You would expect him to come with a sword like Allah or like Mohammed, you know, to kill all non-believers. You would believe.
Vjerujete da će car careva doći sa mačem?
He came as a beggar.
On je došao kao prosjak.
How can he convince?
Kako mo, na koji način onda on može da ubije nekoga?
By love.
Ljubavlje.
How did Father Sofroni convince me?
Kako je Father Sofroni uspio mene da ubijedi?
Father Sofroni, I dare to say,
is
the greatest saint of our generation.
Najveći svetac naše generacije.
And I believe to say that Father Sofroni, when he will be canonized,
i vjerujem da će vrlo brzo biti kanonizovan.
He will be canonized as Saint Sofroni the Great.
Će biti kanonizovan kao Sveti Sofroni Veliki.
Or when you read his books, you will see maybe even Saint Sofroni the Theologian. He will be canonized as Saint Sofroni the Theologian.
Da će ga kanonizovati kao Svetog Sofronija Teologa.
Because he came down not on my level, but under my level.
Ne samo
level.
Na moj nivo, nego daleko ispod
this
moj nivo.
This is the key of love.
Doesn't
the Bible say, make yourselves under the other and not higher?
Zar Biblija ne kaže, budite ispod drugih, a ne iznad njih?
You know, when I saw him the very first time,
kad sam ga vidio prvi put,
I was shocked because he was dressed in black.
Bio sam šokiran, je bio obučen samo crno.
I'm black myself now.
Ja sam sad crno.
Said, Father,
rekao sam,
why are you dressed black?
Zbog čega ste obučeni crno?
The life is colorful, look!
Život je raznobojan, gledajte.
That was in Lausanne in Switzerland, I met him the first time.
U Lausanne, u Švajcarskoj, kad sam sreo po prvi put.
And he said, Klaus, come on, come to the window, let's have a look outside.
Klaus, dođi do prozora da pogledamo vani.
To all your colors.
U te sve tvoje boje.
And there were cars passing by, like just back there, you know.
Kola su prolazila ispred.
Blue Volkswagen.
plavi Volkswagen, srebrni Opel, crveni Mercedes, Fiat, tako da, sa raznim bojnim kolima.
And he said, Klaus, which car did you like most?
I pitao me, Klaus, u kojoj ti se kola najviše sviđa?
I said, most elegant was the black Mercedes.
Da, najelegantniji bio crni Mercedes.
That's why we are black.
I on mi rekao, eto, zato smo mi u crnom.
He understood on what level I was.
Razumije na kom se nivou nalazim.
And when I went to Essex to see him the second time,
I kad sam po drugi put otišao da ga vidim u Essex,
I think if I would go to a monastery here in Serbia,
pa mislim sam ako bi otišao u neki manastir
u Greci,
Crnoj Gori, Srbiji ili Grčkoj,
they would not invite me to sing songs with the guitar.
Neće me zamoliti, neće biti da zapevam pjesmu, zasviram nešto na gitari.
But Father Sofroni knew that I'm a musician.
Otec Sofroni je znao da sam muzičar.
He said, Klaus, bring your guitar.
Ovo rekao mi, donesi svoju gitaru.
In the refectory.
U trpezari.
On one side all the fathers.
Na jednoj strani su bili svi otci.
On the other side all the sisters.
Na drugoj strani su sestre.
And I started to play rock and roll.
A ja sam počeo da sviram rock and roll.
Father Zacharias, which is his follower now.
Otec Zaharije, koji je sad njegov sljedbenik. 30 godina nakon toga još uvijek se sjeća pjesama.
So what was convincing for me?
Šta je znači bilo ubjedljivo za mene?
The respect and the love.
I ljubav.
If Father Sofroni had given me theological lessons,
da mi otac Sofroni održao teološku lekciju,
you'll be sure I would not be Orthodox today.
Sigurno bi danas ne bi bio pravoslavni hrišćanin.
And that came little by little.
I to je to se dešavalo malo po malo.
Every time I saw him,
svaki put kada sam ga vidio,
and he started to introduce me to
the, upoznavao me sa,
you see what that is, eh? To the gospod Isuse Hriste, Sine Bože, pomiluj me, pomiluj nas. And that was the answer to Buddhism.
A to je bio odgovor na budizam.
Because here we go, as I said, with the thoughts.
Jer sad se vratimo na priču o mislima.
Our thoughts determine our happiness or our unhappiness.
Naše misle odlučuju našoj sreći ili nesreći.
This morning with the demons.
Jutros sa demonima.
You know I live in Switzerland.
Znate, živim u Švajcarskoj.
They produce very good watches there.
Oni tamo proizvode jako dobre satove, švajcarske satove.
One of the best are the Rolex watches.
Jedan od najboljih vrsta satova je Rolex satovi.
The Orthodox produce more precious.
Ali pravoslavci proizvode ove dragocjenije satove, koji mi ne pokazuju vrijeme, nego me izvode
in the presence of Jesus Christ.
U prisustvu Isusa Hrista.
And I asked Father Sofroni.
I pitao sam Otca Sofronija.
Can I practice that? I'm not an Orthodox. I mean, I was in
Italy. Mogu ja to da upražavam? Nisam pravoslavni hrišćanin.
He said, yes, you can do it in a simple way, even for the Protestants.
A on mi je rekao, da, možeš, čak i protestanti to mogu da
praznaju. Because now in Switzerland, in Germany,
Protestants
and free churches invite me very often for talks.
Danas me vrlo često u Slobodnoj crkvi pozivaju da držim govor i razgovaram i o pravoslavlju.
I talked about the Jesus prayer with the blessing of Father Sofroni.
I o Isusovoj molitvi o kojem je govorio Father Sofroni.
And many,
po blagoslovu Sofroni.
And many,
i mnogi su među vremenu postali pravoslavni.
Επίσκεψε τον κόσμο σου εν ελέη και εκτιρμής, ύψωσον κέρας χριστιανών ορθοδόξων και κατάπεμψον εφημάς τα ελέη σου τα πλούσια. Πρεσβείες της Πανακράντου Δεσποίνης ημών Θεοτόκου και Αη Παρθένου Μαρίας, δυνάμει του Τιμίου και Ζώπιου Σταυρού, προστασίες των Τιμίων Επουρανίων δυνάμεων ασωμάτων, οικεσίες του Τιμίου Ενδόξου Προφήτου Προδρόμου και Βαπτιστού Ιωάννου, των Αγίων Ενδόξων και Πανεφήμων Αποστόλων, της Αγίας Ενδόξου Μυροφόρου και εις Αποστόλου, Μαρίας της
Μαγδαληνής,
των Αγίων Ενδόξων και Καλλινίκων Μαρτύρων, των Οσίων και Θεοφόρων Πατέρων ημών, του Οσίου και Θεοφόρου Πατρός ημών Σίμωνος του Μυροβλήτου, του Κετήτωρος της Αγίας Μονής Ταφής, των Αγίων και Δικαίων Θεοπατώρων Ιωακήμ και Άνης, και πόντων σου των Αγίων.
Αμήν.
Οικετεύουμε σε μόνε πολύ έλε, Κύριε, επάκουσον ημών των αμαρτωλών δεωμένων σου και ελέησον ημάς.
Κύριε,
So there was about the third. To bylo to třetí moje godina se poznal se solcem sopranem.
And I had finished my book, this book which you see.
I završil jsem se písněním moje knihy, kterou právě vidíte.
And in England,
je bylo v Anglii, když jsme řekli objavit čím ano. Dobíjí už 10% na svou prodatou knihu.
In Britain.
U Británie, u Severní Americe,
v
Austrálii. Pomyslel jsem, že za godinu dane být milionér.
Father Sofroni heard about it.
Father Sofroni čuo za to.
You know, pride.
Znate, gordost ubija. Imam jedan prijatelj protestanta koji je pisao knjige poput ove.
They have become very famous and they have lost the grace.
Postali su veoma poznati i izgubili su milost Božju.
By pride.
Plakao, zaplakao.
Because the Protestants very quickly make you stars.
Jer vas protestanti vrlo brzo zakuju zvijezde.
And Father Sofroni knew very well this is a big danger for me.
A Father Sofroni veoma brzo znao, shvatio da je ovo veoma velika opasnost za mene.
I said, don't publish the book yet.
Rekao mi je, nemoj još uvijek da objavio.
I said, Father Sofroni, I have signed a contract already and they paid me a good amount of money already in London.
Već potpisao ugovor, da smo već dali veliku sumu novca u Londonu.
There's no way back.
Ne mogu da se povučem sada.
He said, Klaus, do you want me to pray for this situation?
Klaus, rekao mi, Klaus, da li želiš da se pomolim za ovu situaciju?
Father, you can, but a contract is a contract.
Oče, možete, ali ugovor je ugovor.
Father Sofroni prayed.
Father Sofroni se molio.
The book was never published.
Njega nikad nije objavljeno.
Why?
Zašto?
Father Sofroni has, I would say, two very famous main disciples. Father Zacharias and Father Raphael.
Otec Sofron ima dva veoma poznata učenika, oca Rafaela i oca Zahariju.
And one day I asked
Father
Zacharias.
Oca Zahariju.
Father Zacharias.
Oce Zaharije.
Why are you laughing the whole time?
Zbog čega se smijete sve vrijeme?
They all have this humor of Father Sofroni. Humor.
Svi su imali humor oce Sofronije.
They said because we cry the whole night.
Ja rekao zato što smo plakali cijelu noć.
Because we know that we are sinners.
Jer znamo da smo grešnici.
And I asked Father Sofroni, Father Sofroni, are you a sinner?
I tada sam pitao Otca Sofronija, Otče Sofronije, jesi li ti grešnik?
You see Father Sofroni, you see he's a saint.
Vidite Otče Sofronije, vidite da on svetec.
He said, I'm the greatest sinner.
A on kaže, ja sam najveći grešnik.
I said, Father Sofroni, you must be crazy.
Rekao sam, Otče Sofronije, mora da ste ludi.
He said, no, there is one more bigger sinner than me.
Sada je bio još jedan veći grešnik od mene.
That is famous from the Bible, that sinner. It's called St. Paul.
Sveti Pavle iz Biblije.
I would thought I'm in the first place. But St. Paul is in the first place of sinners.
Ali, na prvo mjesto, ali Sveti Pavle je na...
Took me some time to understand.
Trebalo mi je malo vremena da to shvatim.
So about the book.
Tako da se vratimo na priču o knjizi.
Father Zacharias or Father Raphael, when you speak...
Oče Zaharije, oče Rafale, kada vi pričate, kada govorite,
your face becomes like an icon.
Vaše lice postaje poput
like an icon of Christ.
Poput ikone Hristova.
How is it possible?
Kako je to moguće?
At first he didn't want to answer by humility.
U početku iskrušenost i smirenje nije htio da mi odgovori.
Then they said, because Father Sofroni forbade us to preach.
Zatim nam je rekao, zato što nam je otac Sofroni zabrani da propovjedamo.
First we must live the word and not give preaching without experience of Christ.
Da živimo riječ.
First you must have the experience of Christ and not
moramo
preach.
Da iskusimo Krista, a ne da propovjedamo.
Because this is the problem with the Protestants.
A posle propovedamo.
They know the Bible by heart.
Jer to je problem sa protestantima. Oni napamet znaju Bibliju.
But they make social gatherings.
I prave društvene okupljenja.
I said, our church is the body of Christ which is healing us. It's different.
A ja kažem, naša crkva je tijelo Hrista koje nas liječi, koje nas iscjeljuje. I said,
Father Zacharias, how long did it take that you were not allowed to preach?
Pita sam oca Zaharije koliko dugo nije smio da propovjeda.
He said, 16 years.
On mi je rekao 16 godina.
Oh, wow. So, Father, St. Paul.
Sveti Pavle.
How long did it take him before he started to preach?
Koliko je njemu bilo potrebno?
He was living in the Arab desert.
Živio u arapskoj pustinji.
I think 12 years or 14 years also.
12 ili 14 godina.
And I understood.
Razumjeli
su. I'm a newcomer. What can I say in a book? What can I say in a book? It's not
used. Pridošlice, šta ja to mogu da kažem?
Because this first book
nema koristi nikakve.
Were my adventures with the police in the United States, and they were adventure stories.
Radi se o turističkim pričama, o mojim iskustvima sa policijom.
But it was useless for any glorification of Christ. Ali it glorified myself.
Korisno je za bilo kakvo veličanje Gospoda, veličala je mene.
So it took me about 8.
Trebalo mi 18 godina da shvatim šta je zapravo pravi snag.
And then I got the blessing.
A zatim sam dobio blagoslov da objavim ovu knjigu.
And now the book is glorifying Christ.
Sada knjiga proslavlja Gospoda.
Blessed be Father Sofroni.
Neka je blagoslovan otac Sofroni.
All the time he was a
cijelo vrijeme on je bio uzor smirenja.
You know, as an ex-hippie, I think.
Znate, kao bivši hippie, nisam imao previše poštovanja.
When I see you people giving,
vidim da vi svi ovdje ljubite ruku ocu Luke i ostalim očevima, imate veoma veliko poštovanje prema njega. U međuvremenu sam shvatio da ne obožavate tog čovjeka, već Gospod Isus Hrista u njemu.
Like in the liturgy, bow down your head to Christ before the communion.
Kao što je slučaj na liturgiju kada se poklanjate Isusu Hristu.
But me as a hippie, I didn't have this respect. I didn't know about these things.
A ja kao hippievac bivši, znači nisam imao tog razumijevanja i
poštovanja.
Tako da za mene otac Sofron je bio samo veliki prijatelj.
And I had indescribable love for him.
Imao sam neopisivu ljubav prema njemu.
Like he had indescribable love for me.
Kao što on imao neopisivu ljubav prema meni.
He knew how poor I was before.
Znao je koliko sam jadan, sirotan bio ranije.
That God has taken his revenge on Satan.
Da se Gospod osvetio Satani.
And has changed this hatred into love.
I pretvorio tu svetu mržnju u ljubav.
of the deadliest trap ever laid. And I thank you for bringing me here, for showing me home, for singing these tears. Finally I found that I belong here. The deep and the sick, clear, sweet smelling sheets that cling to the backs of my knees and my feet. Well, I'm drowning in time to a desperate beat. And I thank you for bringing me here, for showing me home, for singing these tears. Finally I've found that
Apokalipse.
When Father Sofroni, when I was in Essex with Father Sofroni,
kada sam bio u Essex s otcem Sofronijem,
I wouldn't go to see him.
Ne bih išao da vidim njega.
He would come to see me.
On bi došao da vidi mene.
Just when he approached already, he approached me.
On je prišao meni, prilazio meni.
He would open his arms like that.
Otvorio bi svoje ruke ovako, baš ovako.
And I can tell you, a tsunami of love rolled over me.
I prekrio bi me tsunami ljubavi.
And then he came to my room.
A onda bi došao u moju sobu.
And sometimes he would sit for 2 hours.
I bi sedeli bi 2 sata.
And his arms were just around me.
A on bi me zagrlio.
And he was like with a big spritzer syringe, you know, giving me love and pumping with love.
Ustricao bi ogromne količine ljubavi u mene.
And this love is still there. It's never went away from me.
I ta ljubav je dalje tu sa mnom. Nikada nije
odšla. This is God's love.
Ta ljubav, Božja ljubav.
And this is the love we all should have.
I to je ljubav koju bismo svi mi trebali da imamo.
So I finish here now.
Ovdje sad završavam.
And I would ask you, the last thing is, well, you can ask me questions now, but just to live the Bible and not to kill the others with Bible verses and morals.
Da živimo Biblijom, a ne da morališemo, a ne da ubijamo druge Biblijom.
The Catholics wanted to make me a better person.
Katolici su želeli da me naprave bolju osobu.
Morally better.
Moralno bolju.
That's what the Muslims want to make you morally better. There's nothing wrong in that.
I muslimani također.
But the Orthodox want to make you God's heirs.
A pravoslavni želi da vas načini nasljednicima Krista.
We are children of God.
Mi smo djeca Božja.
We want to be saints, and that's the difference from moral high standards.
A to je drugačije od moralnih standarda.
And that works only when we take
to funkcionira što samo kad ozbiljno prihvatimo ponudu police koju prestaje crkva.
My last sentence. With all the demon attacks I had.
Moja posljednja rečenica. U sve napade demona koje sam imao.
I was so fed up with the demons.
Bilo mi je toliko dosta.
All the time they're bothering me.
Sve vrijeme mi dosađuju.
I was complaining to God.
Žalio sam se Bogu.
It's just a month ago. It's very recent.
Prije svega mjesec dana.
Physically they attack.
Fizički su me napadali.
I get accidents and everything is going like that.
Dešavaju mi se razne nezgode.
They don't want me to work for Christ now.
Ne žele da ja radim za Krista.
But can I get rid of these demons?
Ne mogu da ih se otarasim.
You kill one and two come back.
Ubijete jednog, vraća se
dva. You get rid of four and eight come back.
Ubijete četvoricu, vraća se osmorica.
And God said, it was not audible, God said,
Gospod je rekao,
the proud are attacked by demons.
Demoni napadaju tvoju gordost.
Go into humility.
Pređi u skrušenost,
postani humility smiren. Humility is hell for demons.
Smirenje je pakao za demone.
This is the only realm where they cannot follow you.
To je jedino carstvo u kome te ne mogu pratiti.
So take that sentence with home.
Tu rečenicu ponesite sa sobom kući.
Thank you.
Hvala.
You know their hearts is hard as leather. Give me a minute, let me get it together. I just gotta pick myself up off the floor. I'm ready when you are, Señor. Señor, Señor, let's disconnect these cables.
Djeca apokalipse.
Slušamo Leonarda Cohena i pjesmu Aleluja.
Listen, love is not some kind of victory march. much. Now it's so cold, and it's ever broken. Hallelujah. 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 There was a time you let me know what's really going on below. Ah, but now you never show it to me, do you? Ah, but I remember, yeah, when I moved in you and love.
Hallelujah. Hvala Klausu na divnom ispovjedništvu i ovaj njegov život i ovo njegovo obraćenje jeste ispovjedništvo. I hvala što je to podijelio sa nama i što nam je prenio. On je raspoložen i voljan da odgovori na svako vaše pitanje.
Thank you for the question. Of course, when Christ starts to do something in somebody's life,
naravno, kad Hristos počne da radi nešto u nečijem životu,
Christ is never doing half things.
Hristos nikada ne radi stvari do pola.
Of course, when he revealed himself to me,
svakako kad mi se otkrio,
he knew he would not speak to me all the time.
Govori mi je sve vrijeme.
So he needs representatives.
Potrebni su mu predstavnici.
So it's just godly, heavenly logic.
To je samo znači božanska logika.
That I ended up in the arms of number one.
Da sam završio u rukama broj jedan, kako bih rekao, najboljeg.
God is very professional.
Gospod je veliki profesionalac.
Yeah, he's really doing, even now, whatever bad experience, God always turns it into something positive.
Šta god se loše desi, Gospod to preokreće u nešto pozitivno.
And I think Father Zofroni even knew that. He knew my story.
Mislim da Zofroni znao moju priču.
So he knew that I would have, because I wanted to become a monk immediately when I saw him in Essex. I wanted to become a monk.
Postao bih monah. U Essexu.
But he said, Klaus, you're not made to be a monk.
Ali mi on rekao, Klaus, ti nisi za monaha.
You like women.
Ti voliš žene.
He was right.
Bio u pravu.
My mother-in-law is here, my father-in-law is here.
Ovdje su moji tašta i tas.
Said, I'm married to an angel now.
Sada sam oženjen jednim anđelom.
So he knew Father Sofroni. I think he saw everybody.
Znao. Mislim da svakoga mogu da vidi.
And he knew that maybe that one day my wife would be from Montenegro.
I možda čak i znao da će jednog dana moja žena biti iz Crne Gore.
And this is my home country now.
I sada je ovo moja domovina.
You see?
Sad te vidite.
I love you.
Volim vas. Da.
I really love you.
Zajte o tebe. Pitanje je bilo da li ga otec Sofroni krstio.
Okay, now that's a really good question.
To je veoma dobro pitanje.
Which I want to combine with two things which people ask themselves later when I'm away. About the communion. And about the baptism.
Pričešće i za krštenje.
Of course,
povežem te dvije stvari.
My life was so radical.
Moj život je bio tako radikalan.
That I wanted to make a radical new start.
Da sam želio da napravim jedan radikalno novi početak.
Most of my friends get chrismation.
Veliki broj mojih prijatelja mi je miro pomaza.
And this is good enough.
I to je dobro, ne dobro.
But I felt I really want to be really baptized with the Spirit now, with everything.
Ali ja sam osjećao da želim da budem kršten sa Svetim Duhom i sa svim istim što sam to osjećao.
In Geneva, in Switzerland, there is an Orthodox ecumenical center.
U Ženevi postoji jedan vaseljanski pravoslavni centar.
And the priest, I told him, Father Jovan, I want to be baptized.
Rekao sam, oče Jovane, želim da me krstite.
He said, no.
On je rekao, ne.
Ointment, but not baptism.
Miropomazanje, ali ne krštenje.
It's not Orthodox style to baptize.
Nije u Orthodoxom.
You were baptized when you were 3 years kid old.
Da se krstite, krstili 3 godine.
I wanted to be baptized.
Ali sam želio da me krste.
Okay, I went back to Father Sofroni.
Vratio sam se nazad kod Otca
Sofronija. Father Sofroni, he doesn't want to baptize me.
Rekao sam Otcu Sofroniju, on nije želio da me krsti.
But I feel I want to be baptized.
Ali ja osjećam da želim da me krste.
See,
da budem kršten.
Do you really want?
A on me pita, da li zaista to želiš?
Of course!
Naravno da želim.
Okay, I'll pray for you.
Okay, u redu.
But don't tell Father Jovan that I pray for you.
Ali nemoj da kažeš Otcu Jovanu da se molim za tebe.
Just when you see him next time, tell him that you want to be baptized.
Samo kad ga sljedeći put budeš trebao, reci mu da želiš da se krstiš.
Some weeks later I saw Father Jovan.
Poslije kada sam vidio Otcu Jovanu,
Father Jovan, I want to be baptized.
Otcu Jovanu, želim da se krstim.
He said, yes, next Saturday.
On je rekao, da, sljedeće subote.
Father Sofroni's prayers. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is about the communion. Because in the Romanian book they made a little comment of, I think, Father Raphael, one of the fathers of Father Sofroni, made a comment about the communion, which
u rumunskim knjigama koje sam čitao, da, u rumunskim knjigama bila je komentara o svetom pričešću koje sam uzela.
The bread and the wine, you know.
Hleb i vino.
So it was not orthodox.
To nije bilo pravoslavno.
So can it be really accepted then?
Da li to zaista onda može biti prihvaćeno?
And the father explained it the following way.
A otec to objasnio na sljedeći način.
He said by economy, or how do you say, by ekonomija.
Po ekonomiji.
God knew, of course, that you will be orthodox.
Gospod je znao da ćeš ti biti pravoslavni.
And in this exceptional case,
i u ovom izuzetnom slučaju, posebnom slučaju,
God entered truly and Gospod made it his love and his body and his blood.
Gospod se umješao i zaista učinio hljeb i vino svojim tijelom i krvlju.
So that was the explanation.
To je bilo objašnjenje,
which I think is important for you to know also, because now of course I don't take communion. It's only Orthodox communion, of course.
I naravno uzimam samo pričešće u pravoslavnoj crkvi kao pravoslavni.
Onda de ninke ai che isto se ona što ne ono.
Se da ste imali bliski susret sa Satanom i sa Satanom i sa Bogom. Da li se to riječima može opisati?
I think it can be explained with words.
Mislim da
can.
Da može, mislim da može.
You see, with all my lifelong experience with God,
sa mojim cjeloživotnim iskustvom sa Bogom,
God,
sa Bogovima,
Christ was humble enough to manifest himself personally to me.
Hristos je bio dovoljno ponizan da se meni smiren, da se meni lično objavi.
In my life nothing was, how to say, on a normal level.
Ništa se u mom životu nije dešavalo na normalan način.
Everything was so extreme.
Sve bilo tako ekstremno.
I survived 25 times death.
25 puta sam preživio smrt.
In wars.
U ratovima,
through fire, through criminality, kroz
kriminal.
25 times, everything was extreme in my life.
Sve u mom životu bilo ekstremno.
So of course it's not for everybody.
Naravno, to nije za svakog.
So to find the difference between truth and lie,
da bih otkrio istinu između razliku između istine i laži,
God used Satan,
Gospod je upotrijebio Satanu,
and allowed that Satan could come person as a person to me, audible speaking to me.
I dopustio da mi se Satana lično obrati, razgovara
sa mnom.
Normally
you would be dead.
U normalnim okolnostima bili biste mrtvi.
But some seconds before Christ came into me and I had this indestructible life already.
Ali svega nekoliko trenutaka prije dolaska Satana obratio mi se Hristos, tako da sam već u sebi imao život, silu Božju.
So Christ knew that the presence of Satan could not kill me anymore.
Tako da je Hristos znao da me prisustvo Satana više ne može povrijediti, ne može ubiti.
And I tell you how it happened.
I reći vam
maybe it's important to see.
Možda je to važno da vam kažem.
Because then I saw the first time in my life lie and truth.
Da sam prvi put u svom životu shvatio, uvidio razliku između laži i istine.
What you would call a discernment.
Ono što biste nazvali rasuđivanjem.
When I ran out, when Satan hit me, I ran out of the church.
Kada me Satana udario, istrčao sam iz crkve.
There are, by the way, photos of this church and there are many pictures in the book. So.
Ima mnogo slika te crkve u ovoj knjizi.
I wanted, first of all, to kill myself.
Prvo sam želio da se ubijem.
By deception, because I thought I was tricked again.
Obmanom, naravno, prelašen sam, pomislio da sam...
Tricked by God,
da me, da me opet Gospod obmanuo.
So that was a chance for Satan to come.
To je bila šansa da se uplete Satana.
My main point was the, how you say, the powers. I wanted to have power over people.
Ja sam u stvari uvijek želio da imam moć nad ljudima.
Because you may imagine, I was grown up as a nobody.
Jer sam ja odrastao kao niko.
I was full of complexes.
Bio sam pun kompleksa.
If you're rejected by society.
Ako vas društvo odbacuje.
I wanted to prove the world that I am somebody.
Onda želite da dokažete svijetu da ste neko i nešto.
Of course, in a wrong way.
Naravno, na pogrešan
način. I was seeking power over the people.
Tako da sam tragao za moći nad ljudima.
I wasn't so much, there are three main points in Satan's world.
Tri su važne, ključne stvari u Satanovom svijetu.
Sex, money and power.
Seks, novac i moć.
On these pillars,
na ovim stubovima,
all the evil is reposing on these three pillars.
Svo zlo počiva na ova tri stuba.
So my you look any film on TV, it's always these three.
Svakom filmu ćete naići na ovo troje.
All right, so... My point was power.
Ja sam se usredsredio na moć.
Out of the church.
Van crkve, iznad crkve.
Three young women passing by.
Prolazile su tri mlade žene.
Immediately Satan came to me.
Odmah mi je prišao Satana.
And what did he tell me?
I šta mi je rekao?
Because I was ready to jump down from the wall to kill myself for deception. Jesam
se spremao da skočim dolje, da se ubijem u svojoj zabludi.
Satan didn't want to lose me.
Ali Satan nije želio da me izgubi.
So he came and said, audible.
On nego mi je prišao i rekao mi,
are you unhappy?
Čujno.
Are
da li si nesrećan?
Are you miserable now?
Jesi li sada jadan? Da li se jadno osjećaš?
Are you think you're at the end of your life?
Misliš da si na kraju svog života?
Now, sada. Now, do what you have always done when you were unhappy.
Uradi ono što si uvijek radio kad si bio nesrećan.
And that's the trick for every people. He's giving us wrong
i to je trik za svakoga, daje nam pogrešan život.
Not yet did I understand it.
Ali to je još uvijek nisam razumio.
How long must I keep my eyes glued to the door? Is dead.
Señor.
Dragi slušaoci, tokom ove veoma zanimljive i potresne životne priče koju nam je ispričao Klaus Kenneth, čuli smo Nick Cave-a i pjesmu Zdenac jada, zatim smo čuli Depeche Mode i pjesmu Home, a čuli smo i vizantijsko pojanje monahe manastira Simono Petre.
With a broken glass and a flashing ring, sad. Some they say the dream no more, it's a real thing. Señor, Señor, you know their hearts is hard as leather. Give me a minute, let me get it together.
Kao što smo i najavili, dragi slušaoci, sada ćete čuti pjesmu Bob Dylana, Knocking on Heaven's Door, koju je u Podgorici otpjevao Klaus Kenneth uz pratnju na gitari Asima Sarvana. A nakon njihovog izvođenja slušamo i prevod pjesme Bob Dylana, Kucam na vrata raja.
Apokalipsa.
We practiced yesterday already. We don't know each other, but he's a very good musician from Belgrade, I think.
Yes.
So it's my pleasure to play with
Jučer su vježbali, misli da je gospodin Sarvan iz Beograd, tako mu se čini bar.
Thank you.
I mi smo imali čas, kao što je to i otac Sofron i bratstvo u manastiru, da slušaju Klausa malo na gitari.
Završit ćemo veću priču, veću
Somebody had a choice to go either to heaven or to hell.
Neko je nekad jednom imao šansu da ide ili u pakao ili u raj, početini je šala. I rekao je, idem u pakao, tamo su svi moji prijatelji.
Well, I mean, there are no friends in hell. He was wrong anyway.
Nema prijatelja u paklu, svakako bi bio krivo.
So he entered in the darkness, but they were all sitting at the table with the good food.
Ušao je u tminu i vidio svi su sjedili sa jako puno hrane ispred sebe.
Roast beef, caviar,
caviar,
whiskey,
rosbif.
All the great stuff.
Sve dobre stvari.
Oh, wow, well, I stay here, that's fine.
Oh, ostajem ja ovdje, dobro je ovo.
But then he was looking closer.
A kada je pogledao malo izbiljnije,
and he saw the forks,
vidio je biljuške.
But they were very long, you see.
Da su bile veoma, veoma dugačke.
And they couldn't reach their mouth.
I da nisu mogli da dohvate svoje usta.
And that was hell,
da, to je bilo pakao, jer su imali ispred sebe hranu, a nisu mogli da je uzmo. E, odoh ja onda u raj. Nikada neće biti zadovoljni u paklo.
Okay, I go to heaven.
Odoh ja onda u raj. Bolje u raju. Ulezi u raj, kriču ga anđeli.
Same table.
Isti stol.
Other people.
Drugi ljudi.
Same food again.
Ista hrana opet.
Caviar.
Caviar.
Roast beef.
Roast beef.
Roštilj.
Roštilj.
Čevapci.
Čevapci.
All that good stuff.
Sve dobro stvari. Moja tašta me hraniti na sve vrijeme. Okay.
But they again had the long forks.
Ali opet imaju dugačke viljuške.
What's the difference?
U čemu je onda razlika, pitao sam se.
He was looking closely.
Malo kad sam podrobnije pogledao.
And he saw something interesting.
Vidio je nešto interesantno.
Let's say, Božidar sitting near me.
Božidar sedi recimo pored mene.
Božidar, do you like čevap?
A ja ga pitam, Božidar, voliš čevap?
Okay, take it.
Uzmem.
And give it to him.
I dajem ga njemu.
That's paradise, you see.
A to je raj,
shvatate. A tipsy with a broken glass and a flashing ring. Sad, some they say the dream no more, it's a real thing. Señor, Señor, you know the heart is hard as leather. Give me a minute, let me get together. I just gotta pick myself up off the floor. I'm ready when you are, Señor. Señor, Señor, let's disconnect these cables. Oh, tell the sables. This place don't make sense to me.
Slušamo i prevod s pjesme Bob Dylana Kucam na vrata raja.
Off of me, I can't use it anymore.
mama, skini ovu značku s mene, meni više ne treba. Postaje mračno, previše mračno da bih vidio. Imam osjećaj kao da kucam na vrata raja.
Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore.
Mama, zakopaj moje puške. Ja više ne mogu pucati. Taj veliki crni oblak se spušta. Imam osjećaj da kucam na vrata raja.
Apokalipsa.
Dragi slušalci, u današnjem 118. izdanju emisije Djeca Apokalipse, Djeca Otkrivenja, čuli smo drugi dio priče koju je ispričao Klaus Kenneth u Podgorici, u duhovnom centru, a povod je bio za njegovo gostovanje predstavljanje njegove knjige Kroz njive gladi do hljeba života. Podsjećamo vas da smo u prvoj emisiji slušali njegovu priču kako se upoznao sa svim svjetskim religijama i svakoj od njih posvetio po nekoliko godina života. Čuli smo i o njegovom susretu sa majkom Terezom, a u današnjoj emisiji slušali smo kako ga je susret sa starcem Sofronijem Saharovim vratio u hrišćanstvo, u pravoslavlje. Na kraju emisije čuli smo i prevod pjesme Bob Dylana Kucam na vrata raja. Najavljujemo, dragi slušalci, da ćemo u jednoj od naših narednih emisija još slušati Klausa Keneta. Naime, gostujući u Podgorici, sa njim je razgovarala naša saradnica Isidora Radulović. Imaćemo priliku da čujemo i šta je poručio slušalcima Radio Svetigore. Vas danas pozdravljaju Vladika Lipljanski, gospodin Jovan iz studija na Cetinju Vesna Krivčević. Do sljedećeg susreta s Bogom.
You know their hearts is hard as leather. Give me a minute, let me get it together. I just gotta pick myself up off the floor. I'm ready when you are, Señor. Señor.
Apokalipsa.